We are continuing with Yatzir Shmaiz, Shara B'Tochen, Daf Reish Kof Aleph, Hakdoma Hamishis, in the fifth Hakdoma, the fifth preference, we need, in the middle of explaining these seven conditions has to be met. Seven Akdomas has to be met and understood in order that you should be able to acquire the real betochen. The fifth Akdoma is she's by the etzlo should become absolutely proven by the man, should become aware. Kashlomas hadvorim, in order to complete things, hamischatshim v'oylam hazeh, which become in existence in this world. Things which comes to condition to reality in this world, the Achra Yitzira, after when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, anything which has to happen in this world to become complete, obviously a tree, a orchard, a house being built, a factory, a business, anything which has to, in order to become complete, this thing has to come first with the Shnei Dvarim. Two elements has to be involved. Echad Mem, the first thing is Gzeres HaBoyeris Aleh, it has to be the ruling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Cheftzoy, in his desire, B'tzios HaGzul HaVoy, he wants that this thing should be. First thing has to be that Hashem should want it to happen, right? You do something, you want to accomplish something, the first condition in order things should come to existence is Hashem, it's also Hashem's desire, Hashem wants this thing should be happening. If Hashem doesn't want something to happen, it could never happen, no matter what you do. Vasheni, and the second thing is, Sibois Umitzuim, the causes, and the intermission acts, which has to be done to it. It's a very beautiful Hakdoma which is putting down now. In other words, if I'm going to get up early in the morning, to the shir, two things have to happen in order to really to get up. First thing is Hashem wants you to be up. Hashem doesn't want you to be up. You could do it with 10 alarm clock, no matter what it's going to be, you're not going to, if Hashem wants to punish you one day, show you, you're not going to be up in the morning, you're going to oversleep for some reason, no matter what, nobody could wake you up. Okay, Hashem doesn't give you back the neshama, forget it. So that's the first condition. Second, if the first condition is met, Hashem lets you be up, wants you to be up. The next condition is you have to put up your alarm clock, you have to desire, you have to put many things, and you have to rush, you have to make a time. That's already the causes which you have to, that the establish, the effort which you have to put in. Shady, the second thing, the Sibo is Umitsui. All the conditions and all the efforts which you have to put in. Now, when we are now in the area of Ishtadlus, we have to put in efforts, then there is two types of Ishtadlus. Mehem Kroivim, there is Ishtadlus which is absolute, and Mehem Roi Chokim, it is far away Ishtadlus. Now, for instance, okay, let's take back other motion. Not you want to get up in the morning. Let's say, you want to make panosa. Okay, you want to make panosa. Why? Because you want the food. You have to eat. You can't survive without eating. In order to be able to make sure that you have panos, so that you could go out, you have what to eat, then two things have to be met. First, Hashem has to decide to give you that panos. If Hashem doesn't give you the panos, you could stand on your head, you're not going to have it. Agree? We all agree on that. After that, this is met, Hashem wants to give you panos, now you have to put knife to work in order to make that panos, in order to have food to eat. Now, this part, the second part that you have to put in work, is two types of work. Kroivim or Ruchoikim. It's called Shtadlus Kroivo, and it's the Shtadlus Ruchoiko. Shtadlus Kroivo means you have the food in front of you. Food is in front of you. Say, you would say, you know, if Hashem wants me to eat, let it feed me. I'm not going to move my hand. I'm not going to feed myself. No, you have to eat. Obviously, Hashem wants you to eat. Hashem gives you food. But now you're responsible to take a shtadlus kroivim. You have to take the food, put it into the mouth. If you're not going to move your hand, you're not going to eat. That's called the shtadlus kroivim, close the shtadlus. Then the shtadlus rechoike, you have to go out and sit and plan and go out to work and speak to people, you're running around and Now, what connection does it have that you have to run around Monday morning and do something that's driving out yourself what to eat? You don't see the direct connection. You know, eventually it's called the status of Chayka. That's what he says. The shame, the second thing, Sibas in between, you have to put in the intermission, you have to put your involvement, Mem Krovim, the things which you have to do, which is obvious, close to the effect, and Mem Rechoykim. Mehem Niglim, there's things, open things which you do, obviously see, Mem Nistorim, there's hidden things which you don't see the direct connection. However, Kulam Rotsim Lahashlim, but all of this involvement, all these shtavos in which you do, the second part, they all go. And the one to complete Mashenik Zerahava Yosef, which has been the key from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you also Mir Ezer Alim Le'em Alze, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing the way Hashem is helping. In other words, these two conditions to be met, which we say that everything should come into existence into this world, has to meet two conditions. One, the Rotzen Hashem, the desire of Hashem, because it also and is wanting. And the second, your involvement, this has to go together. You could only be involved, and you could only produce, and you could only do, as long as this is going in conjunction with the Gzeilus Hashem, with the Rotzon Hashem.
Now, according to Rambam, you wouldn't have this.
What?
According to Rambam, you wouldn't have the second thing. You wouldn't have
to. According to Rambam, you're asking, because that's the reason I'm a Chalakah. The Shtadlus Krov is still a Chalakah. Even the Rambam, even according to Rambam, we are masking, the Shtadlus Krov has to happen. Even according to Rambam Shita, that one is a real Batei of Hashem, is Potter. Could relieve himself from his shtadlus. So I'm sitting like I'm doing nothing, okay? But the shtadlus kroivo, even the Rabban is masking. In other words, the Rabban is the typical self-star, okay? Rebbe Reb Zisha, as I bring it out in the book. That is, he never asked any person anything, only direct to Hashem, okay? 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he's already hungry, so Rebbe Shlom Zisha is in Greek. He's hungry. He never asked him Gaba to eat. So what happened? Okay, Hashem gave him to eat. But he had to take the spoon in his hand to eat. I don't care. I'm hungry. If you feed me, it's good. If not, I'm staying. That's what I am. No. That part of Ishtar, because we are human beings. Yeah. Fourth human beings. And we need some Ishtar to let even this Ishtar see the Rosh Hashem. Obviously, this Ishtar is a mitzvah. This Ishtar is a mitzvah. If I may say, I never saw it somewhere. Maybe Odom Arishim before the Chet, he was relieved even from. I have a smach in a medrash. Shalmi, that Odom Arishim before the Chet, he was potter even of his shtadlus kroiva. Because Chazal tell us that he was in a that Malachim did barbecue and they fed him. All he wanted to eat and they fed him. They gave him, they brought it to his mouth. Tzadik oichel esoiv in avsha. All he wanted, he got. Now, even in the midwife, there was a chiv shtadlus. Even the midwife, but there was some. So there was three categories of ishtalos. Even they got the man min hashemayim. Obviously, there were all the Ramban's boitchim. They didn't have to do anything. They never had to work. And everyone had exact measure every morning. Everyone had anything which he needed. But there's some ishtalos kreva was needed. And even ishtalos kreva was divided in three categories. Right? What was it? The tzaddikim got the man at the doorstep. Yeah. Beinonim, the middle people, got it outside in the yard. And the rishayim got it outside. On the street, had to go out. But something he had to do. Now, why did Sadiqan get it at the doorstep? Why didn't he get it in the fridge? Or why didn't he get it at the plate already? Obviously, that's the Shtadlus Kroivo needed. Because our job is, our avodas Hashem is to bring in Elokus in our involvement. They have to combine Shemayim Ve'oretz. So, therefore, everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because also the Tzoyin is Barach Shemoy. But how do I fulfill my job as a human being that I bring in the Gzeres of Tzoynes Baruch Shemoy in an area where you are also involved and give it up to Hashem? So obviously that's the Shtavos. I make a Shtavos, and in this Shtavos it is still the Rotzon Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if there's absolutely no Shtavos, who are you? What are you? Absolutely, you're nothing. So, but even the Tzadikim had to make some Shtavos to go at the doorstep and pick it up. That's the next. So, it's not. This is a famous. You remember the posting the man said by the man there's a expression like the posting goes because Bochum tortured us and they gave us the man. The man of Noischa, because Bochum had given you the man of Noischa to torture you, to prove and to test you. So I did a kind of a matter of torture to test you, because Baruch Hu tortured us and tested us. Because Baruch Hu gave us the month for 40 years in order to teach us and to train us and to condition us that not on you, bread, but you work and you understand us. So Baruch Hu for 40 years let us learn the Torah and gave us the month. And the man on Oyskor and Asoyskor, in order to torture you. So what was the torture in the man and to test you? What was the test of the torture? And it says follows. Imagine. Today it is. Rebbeim, there's Rosh Yeshivas, very important people. They have a lot of Talmidim, they have a lot of constituents, a lot of Hasidim. The Hasidim swear by the Rebbe, and the Rebbe, and everything's beautiful. Now, who is the real Rebbe? You never know. The fact you have thousands of people running and everything is there. There's public relation. Look at every baseball fan, every rock singer has his fans, and they all go crazy for him. It's a hoo-ha. It's a mass propaganda. Again and again, it's public relation, advertising from morning to night. Who is the real one? We never know. Only Hashem knows who is the real one. But in the Midbar, those leaders who had this type of things, they were in trouble. Imagine Hashem should feed us with a man like in the Midbar. Mashiach should come. And all of a sudden, you know who is a tzaddik, who is a Benin, who is a Rasha. Now what's happened? The Rebbe gets up in the morning and he says, now everyone gets a share of man. There's no more monkey business. Everyone gets a share. He gets up in the morning and looks up at the doorstep and there's no man. Mm-hmm. Looks up in the yard, maybe 5 o'clock in the morning, nobody's still outside. There's no man in the yard. You have to go out far to bring it out. Now, there is two choices. Either he goes out and takes the man, and everyone looks, hey, Rebbe, you know, from heaven to say, you're picking up. You're established in Zerachoiko, you have to go out. You're not such a tzaddik as you pretend to say, but you wouldn't give away. So he doesn't pick up the man, it's somebody else's. He pretends to say, his man comes in the bedroom already. Comes inside, he has his man, and he hungers. He's starving. Says the man in Oyskor, Shmokhuk tortured you. He tested you. Who are you? The test of the real test came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't want to show the test to others? Then you have to be hungry. You can't go out. It's an unbelievable test. But some ishtadlus, going back to our point, some ishtadlus was needed. Ishtadlus to go out to the doorstep and get it. You were not fed. And it says, everyone has. Let's bring you an example of the close sibos, the close ishtadlus. What is called a close ishtadlus? It says ketzor samay mimam koores begalgal. For instance, like drawing water from a well, we used to have this wheel drawing water from a well. Finish producer. Hakelim, you have the stencil hamalam samay min abeir. Okay, the stencil hakelim which brings out the water from the well. This is the immediate one. So you want water. So you go to the well, everything's there. You see the water, it sits deep down, 20 feet down. You have the wheel, and here is the keli. So obviously, you can't get the water. So the water, Hashem gave you the water already. But you have to take the keli, you have to take it out. It's a sibuk kroivo. That's the midah ishtalus. The sibos arachoika, what is the far-fetched ishtalus? Hoda man shukoy shirab heim ala galgal. You have to tie animal to that wheel, and when you also, and you have to let him go, la'ala salam etachtiya saler apnei oret. I mean, the water is so deep down, you don't see the water, and it's too far, it's too heavy. So what is there? So 100 feet away, you take the behemoth, you tie him to the rope, and you go hundreds of feet away, and you schlep the behemoth away, and the behemoth schleps out the keli. So you don't see, when you are away with the behemoth, hundreds of feet schlepping it, you don't see what is produced over there. But obviously, you know, it's affecting when the water is being drawn. This is close ishtalus and distance. I mean, the close time is where you see the immediate, you see the water, you're just taking it. That's the immediate and the far. Achas sibo is asher ben odem v'akelim. But you have to know all this effort which the man invests, or the kelim, which is mitzuyim, they are really bridging between the two things. Lema pemo, this is the animal, the igulim, shemaniach tzosom al tzosom, v'achevel, and the bearings, the wheels, and the rope. Those are you are aware that you need the water, you are here, and the water is there, and in between, you have rope, you have the animal, you have the wheels, all those things are in between, intermediate, to bring, but obviously it's connected. The mikra pegel achas min asivus haniskores. It will be an accident, the rope all of a sudden snaps, or the wheel breaks, or the animal dies. You can't finish a job. Because you're actually depending on those ishtarlos. So if something should happen, one of this intermediate, you don't get it. So is all the things which is happening, which come into existence in this world, they're all depending on many intermediate involvements, which one of them is damaged, you get stuck. All these needed things which you need will never be gathered to around the man or outside the king because only for Kodesh Boku wants so. Kodesh Boku gives him all this. In other words, this man, in order to get the water out, Kodesh Boku has to give him the animal, gives him the rope, gives him the wheel, gives him the know-how, and all these conditions are being met, he gets the water. But obviously, all this little protein detail, Hashem has to want to give it to you, and he wants him, you should do it. Everything has been designed and planned, the conditioning, everything belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. When it says, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the great eitz of wisdom, he's the great planner, and he's the one who's conditioning all these things. Omer says, "Ki hoyse sibo me'im Hashem." All the sibas, all the coincidence, everything comes from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Im tiyeno hasibas nedores b'chlal. If the sibas and all those conditions will be missing, lesigomar itzias dovar could never be accomplished. The results when apulas ativas in this natural environment el gedor never could come into existence. The water, you're never going to get the water. Kashen is talking about tzayrich ha'odam. Since we look to the dependency of the man, the Sabbath, the man is dependent on all those conditions, that all those conditions should come into existence in order to receive in the eventually what he needs to get. We will see it all with our eyes that the man is depending on. Because, for instance, somebody is needed for food, he's hungry, he wants to eat. If the food will be put in front of him as is appropriate, let's say a man eats food and food will be given to front, it is going to be served. If the man wouldn't make an act, the ochle to eat it, through by lifting the food al pif to his mouth, and to chew him, he cannot break his hunger. A man is hungry, he wants to eat, he goes into the restaurant. He says, please, I want this and this and this and this. And they come to serve him. But how much do they do to him? They come, they bring the food, they prepare, they cook it, and they plate them, and the servant comes and puts it in front of him. But that's it. The next thing, you have to take the spoon, and you have to start eating. If you wouldn't lift them, put them into your mouth, you wouldn't have something. Suppose you want to pay more. He says, you know what? I'm lazy. I want to be fed. Okay, you pay extra tips, so they're sitting down, they're feeding you. But if you're not going to chew them, they can't chew it for you.
Intravenous,
yeah, this is. Mm-hmm. So somebody's thirsty on water. Somebody's thirsty for water. See, in other words, you have to do, but to go to the hospital is also a ishtablos. Right, everything, you're paying for everything. So you don't want to chew, so they're going to grind them, they're going to spend. You don't want to swallow, they're going to put a tube down you. And they're going to get. But all this thing has to be done to you. It is also a ishtablos. But something has to be done. But you're hungry, he says, I'm not going to do nothing. I'm not putting food into my mouth, just break my hunger. No. Hashem makes conditions to do certain things. So you are necessary to, you see, that's a symbiotic relationship between Gashmis and Ruchnis, your involvement in the fulfillment of Hashem's Gzeira. Obviously, only if Hashem doesn't want, nothing is going to happen. But after Hashem's wanting and design everything, Hashem wants you to do this and this and this. And even what to do, how much you need to do, is also in the Gzeiras of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, the Shtablos is also in the Gzeiras of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The mitzvah is not like a reshut, it's something that you have to do anyway.
To make a living is also a mitzvah. To make a living is also a mitzvah. You have exuvah, you have chiyuv, you have conditions. You owe money, you have debt. You have to pay back, you have to make money, just as a mitzvah. Everything is a mitzvah. We know the chavis of us now. There's no reshut. Everything is a mitzvah. Question, how much you have to be involved in the mitzvah? How much you have to do it personally? How much bitochen you could put? By the way, bitochen is also ishtadlus. To master the middle of bitochen is ishtadlus. It's cost you something. Just like you've been putting in physical work, you're investing yourself in the ishtadlus. Bitochen is also investment. You don't invest physical kolikos, you're investing other risk, other element. I mean, I told you a few times already, this is a beautiful, absolute proof, which betochen is an investment. You have to, if you read Boteach and you're sitting back and not mishtarl, it has to cost you something. If you're at the first level of mishtarl, as we spoke yesterday, that I have mishtarl, so Hashem will do what I want, and let's say in Hashem gives you what you want, you're lucky, you almost, yeah. It's the munach pshuta, the simple man, the simple women. We have ishtalos, not prove it, not daven, not daven, not daven, not daven, and I'm nudging so long, Hashem gets you what I want. Okay? That man is even worse off in that ishtalos than the man who doesn't get what he wants. Obviously, we have to want. If not, you don't know what to be mispalad. We have to want. We have to. I must have a certain destiny, a certain address. I have to learn what to ask Hashem. And I have to know when to ask Hashem. So if I need money to meet my payments, I have to know, I can't shame, I need money. So I know, not because of that I have to ask because I need money. I know I need money because I have to ask. That's the question. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not going to work in order to accomplish that, or to pay my mortgage. I have to pay my mortgage, you made me have to pay the mortgage, now I have to go out to work because Shemi wants me to go out to work. Okay, that's the real status. Now, if I want to be part of myself of Ishtaros, I don't want to be involved, and I go direct to Hashem and says, you Hashem, you take care. So there's two levels of Bitochen. Bitochen, I know Hashem, you're going to do what I want. So I'm asking Hashem, give me the money, I have to pay the mortgage. I must pay the mortgage, I know you're going to take care of me, but I'm not going to go out to work, I'm going to sit and learn, whatever. That's a low level Bitochen. The second level of Bitochen is, Hashem, obviously I have need for money. I need for money, that means I have to be a spaller for money. I'm a spaller for money, but I need for money, send me the money. But if you spend a lot, I'm totally indifferent. I did my job. Just like the Bible now, whose mishtan goes out to work. It says, Hashem, I don't go out to work because you send me out to work. I don't know, you send me out to work because you made me needing money. But will the work bring money or not? I'm totally indifferent. It's up to you, Hashem. So it's with everything. So with I'm the high level betochen. I wise their need in order to know what I have to do, to do the spiral or to work, whatever it is. But eventually, that's a high level bitoch. Now, that means, that Chazanish explains, whatever you do for me is good. I just need the need, why is there a need, an understanding to it, in order to know what to do, how to do, how much to do, that's all. Now, what will be the difference between the low bitoch? The bitoch that Devusi Bateach, as we said, Shchoyne Oretz Re'e Amuna, which brings the post we spoke about yesterday. That Shchoyne is your earthy person, you Re'e, and you eat to be through your Amuna. You pasture yourself from through your Amuna. You have Bitochen, you're not doing Gishtalos, and Hashem will do. Now, if Hashem will go and do all the time what you need, what you want, you always stay in the low level of Bitochen. It's a wonderful thing. It's a cause and effect. You have the Bitochen, whatever you want, you come to ask Hashem, give it to you. Like a little spoiled child, you never grow up. You never graduate in the second level of it. However, if Hashem, you asked Hashem what you think you deserve, what you need, and Hashem did not give it to you, and then your friend says, you were oy b'chocham, if you would do what I've done, you would have gotten it, and you say, never mind, if Hashem didn't give it to you by doing nothing, I wouldn't have got it anyway, even if I would do it. Then you have a chance to graduate into the second level of Bitochen. Hashem, I did what I have to do. I ask you do what you have to do. If you give it or not, I'm indifferent. I just did my share. That's the second level of Bitochen. So when can you get into the second level of Bitochen? Only if you have not been fed in the first level of Bitochen, if you have not been given. That is investment. And where is the rye which I have, which I told you the Gemara in Sanhedrin, by Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina sees, here comes a woman, a machshefo, wants to harm him, and the one of the conditions she needs in order to harm him, he has to take earth from underneath his bed. That's what he used to do. And Reb Chanina sees this woman comes and takes earth, wants to take earth from underneath his bed. So the first thing to make a shtablos is to stop her, not to let her in. You know, there's many things you're not supposed to give her some of your possessions. This is one of the ingredients which she needs in order to damage you, to hurt you. Obviously, you have to make a shtal. Shmatam nav shesechem. Shmatam nav shesechem. Watch. So stop her to doing it. What did Chanina say? You want to take? Go ahead, take. I'm not afraid of you. That doesn't stop her. Take. Go ahead, take. Who is afraid of you? Ain't I milvada. There's nobody else of a Kodesh Baruch. You can't harm me. You can't harm me. You're not effective at all. You don't exist at all. Take till tomorrow, try whatever you want. Says Rashi, what did he say? Not that he was confident. Because I'm confident of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can't hurt me. Rashi says, if Hashem doesn't want to hurt me, you can't hurt me. Should you hurt me? Did you hurt me? Because Hashem wanted to hurt me. I can't stop you anyhow. So what's the point of stopping you? So that was a bitachon without any ishtalus that cost. That was investment. He risked himself to be exposed to get damaged.
That's a
high level. On that meter, says the Gemara. So Gemara asks the Kasha, how could the Chachamim do such a thing? You know, Kishuv. The Gemara says, why is it called Kishuv? Shemakchishim pamala shel mala. They could really ignore. They could go against the koichos from above. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave koichos to the koichos atuma, gave them power to do such a things. Therefore, it's called kishuv. Is a very powerful thing. So how could the Chachamim endanger himself? Such an obvious danger. What emphasis the Gemara? Reb Chanin is different. The nofis chusay. There's a lot of chusay. He's excessive in his chus, and he's allowed. He could resist. He could fight this kishuk by just be tough. So what is nofis?
Shmiras avud by him was a different kind of a status than by us.
Why? Because nofis chusay.
We would have to stop.
Of course, we would have to stop. So what was nofis chusay? What is nofis chusay? Says Rashi, the unbelievable words. Shemosre nafshe meshamayim laatzule. Those are the words of Rashi. Shnafis chusay was said lavas chusay. The mosre nafshe, it was moisa nefesh min shamayim laatzule. They should rescue him from heaven. Now, the first thing that everyone learns, and I gave it to many tamid chom in Yerushalayim, what's mosre nafshe? In shamayim de moisa nefesh, what's in shamayim de moisa nefesh? Obviously, moisa nafshe goes on him. It's unbelievable lotion. Says Rashi says, that he was Moisa Nefesh himself. He risked himself in order to rescue him from heaven. If from heaven, if you don't rescue me, I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be damaged. I want from heaven should be rescued. I don't want to be involved with the Odom. I don't want to be involved in that the man should, that my rescue operation should come through my involvement. I want Moshe. It means that Reb Chanina could so easily stop this Mike Schaefer not to do. Just don't let him into the house. Don't let her into the house to take one. But he says, no, not even that. But you want to take, go ahead and take. And what does he say? If you damage me, they want to damage me on Shemaim. So I can't stand against it. And if they don't want to damage me, they can't damage me. So obviously, look here. Here's a man who could easily postpone the damage. He could easily rescue himself. But no, he's rather letting himself into the danger. He's moisten nefesh himself. He gives over his life in order mir Shemaim latzil. But if heaven wants to master me, I'll be master. If not, let her die. I'd rather die in the hands of Hashem. We rather continue to live in the hands of my own effort. That's a mesiras nefesh in bitochen. So some shadar of chanina is such a level of bitochen. He could declare eidoid milvado even against kishu shemakishim pumal shemala. In other words, if I would say it in order to dramatize this moshul, it's an unbelievable thing. As you will see, a man goes on the street and comes a car up 80 miles per hour, and you have to realize that you should make a short stop the last second, which is a remote chance, or you should jump on the side and to rescue. And he says, I'm not jumping on the side. What if there's a blueprint? If Hashem wants to kill me, I'm going to kill him. I could jump on the side. If he doesn't want to kill me, the car could come fly over my head. It's not going to hurt me. And it doesn't make the effort even to move. He wants to demonstrate the life. It's a serious effort. So be the higher level of bitachon. It's not a declaration. Now, many people have the high level because they could talk. Talk is cheap. You know, how do you test if you have the high level talking? When you have a way to rescue yourself, you could do a mishtarlos, and then you definitely guarantee it, and you still don't do it. Now you are a mishtarlos. And I'm going to bring you a life illustration. No, Baim is not a nest. Baim is teva and nest the same thing. Baim is no nest. Nest means, you know what a nest means? What's the chilek between teva, between nature and nest? you see a grain coming out, a flower coming out of the earth. That's not an essence. Same tchil sam esim. We're going to come out and tchil sam esim. So we we have ishtadlos, we make efforts, we put effort. So something which is nature, something there's a cause and effect. You see it. If I have to put on the glasses, it's bright and of healthy hands from Hashem. And I don't want to put on glasses. I pick it up and put them in. Now, is this an S? It's not an S. Why is it an S? Why is that not an S? I think it's a bigger S. Suppose I'm the Reb Chanina. Listen, if Hashem wants me to have the glasses, I'll let you put them on me. And you see, and I'm not putting it on. And I'm not making a motion. All of a sudden, see, the glass picks himself on his own. and I'm getting it out. Oh, that's a nes. What's a nes? And when I picked up my hand and I did it, isn't that just the same as nes? See, the Boter Hashem, his shtadlus is ineffective at all. The shtadlus of Guf is a rotzen Hashem. But even there is no nes. Reb Chanina, what did Reb Chanina ben Dosa say? What did Reb Chanina ben Dosa say? Misha Omer, L'shem Hashiyah, L'kiyom L'choyim Hashiyah. You want to set oil to burn, so should that vinegar to burn. Now, if you would put in vinegar, you could be sure it wouldn't burn. Should it burn, we might have mischiyoy, so they could take it off in the schusen. Because you're not in that level that you see nes and teva, the same thing. But Reb Chanina saw the same thing. It was very, very obvious.
So it should have been very easy for him to lock the door and prevent this machshefa from coming in and saying, this is a miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes my arm to turn and the door to lock.
If he locks it. But suppose you see the door is open and the machshefa comes in and says, hey, throw him out. No, it's not throwing him out. And let me bring it down realistically down to us. Where the second Batech, because you could be very easily be led even the second Baal Batech. The first Baal Batochen is, let's go, the first Baal Batochen is Hashem will do what I give. Hashem will do what I need. So, you need this year to make your ends meet the whole year, you need $100,000. $100,000. And imagine you're back Baal Batech and you went out of, go out the first day of the year to business, and the first day you made $100,000. Yeah, but you're Baal Batech, Hashem gave you what you need. You go home and tell your wife, I have no issues to go out to work further. Hashem gave bonus for the full year. You go to send it to the bank, you lock it up, you sit up to learn, you make mitzvah, tzedakah v'chesed the whole year round. Yeah, but tell Hashem, it's a valdig madrega of bitachon. Of course, you know what's going to be next year, and recession, and inflation, the bank goes bankrupt today, you know, there's a lot of things may happen. That's a batech. You got what you need, Hashem gave you what you need. Or Hashem will give you what you need. Or let's say better, you're even a bigger batech, you didn't make for a whole year. You only made for 6 months. And you do it, you're a bigger batech. You only made it for a month, even a bigger batech. How about you need for a week $1,000, $2,000, you made it on Monday, and then you sit down the next 4 days and sit and learn it the next Monday. It's even a greater batech. Because you did it already, you know. You're not working for 2 weeks, you're not working for a week, or working for a day, whatever. Or somebody works an hour to hour. That's all, but you got what you want something, you got what you want. That's a low level of bitachon. What's the second level of bitachon? Second level of bitachon is, suppose you made your $100,000. So let's take it on. The second level of bitachon, I will divide it in two categories. Here is a man who makes every day what he needs to food. And then immediately he's asking, he's doing his bitachon. Yeah, nish, yeah. We like that. You're totally indifferent because, you know, Hashem knows what is good for you. May not get it. If you not have it, you're just satisfied. If you do have it, you don't. Absolutely, no matter that you're giving it over to Kodesh Baruch Hu, because in such a matter, in business, you have debts, you have all kinds of things. It comes a mitzvah. You give away the money. What will be if Hashem wants me to be a Baal Chayv? I got to be a Baal Chayv anyway. If he doesn't want to be a Baal Chayv, and obviously, I'm talking parameters of halacha, parameters that you are allowed to borrow money. You have properties, you have values, you have things like that. And you go out living, you go out spending in the area of Yiddishkeit, in the area of not spending for yourself, you're spending in of tzedakah with all kind of things. On the cheshbon of bitochen. And what are you doing? You. What is harder for the second batech? I would ask a question. Somebody who never sees money in his bank, and he's only drink, and he's drink together with the tzedakah of chesed. Instead of being $1,000 in the red, it's $10,000. It's available. It's covered. He has property to cover. But Valdik Obama drank, and the man goes and drays and gets in even to debt on the cheshbon of the Tochen. He says, whatever the outcome is, in the end of Hashem anyhow. It's a Valdik Obama drank. There's a second person. That Baal Batech Kufa, Kodesh Baruch Hu, there was a windfall of money. And he made $1,000,000, $500,000, whatever he made. And he's in the bank. And therefore he says, now I'm not going to work at all. I have no shoes to work at all. But he could have this money for a whole year time, or for 2 years time, or for 3 years time, and serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu peacefully, and spend it out in a month time to anyone who comes across. He says, I have no right not to give out the money if the money is there. After 2 years, you could sit, you have a Shabbaton for 2 years, you could sit and learn, and this way, in a month, you're back to the rest, and you don't know what to do again. Well, If we're gonna get there, we're gonna see if Hashem wants to give it to me again. If it's just gonna be fine. If not, I'm gonna go out to work. What can I do? What is harder? The second one. See, obviously, see, to obtain the second level of bitochen, you have to spend, you have to risk. If not, what will be the? Now you could see it very simply. You could see many gamblers. You could see many optimists. Okay, they had a windfall of money. And he could sit back for the next 10 years and sit back nothing, and they go to Atlantic City and they're losing it in 2 days. This is why I'm the second level of Baal Bitochen. I couldn't care less of the outcome. If Hashem wants to take it, he's going to take it away. Anyway, let me be excited in the casino. I'm going to be the talk of the town. Gamble away $2 million in one night, in two nights. How could you do such a thing? You give away 10 years of peaceful of life in 10 nights. I'm a big Baal Bitochen. Hashem wants me to lose, I've got to lose it anyhow. Wants me to win, I've got to win it anyhow. You could see the same thing that a man could use, obviously, the boundaries between askaters, between total selfish askaters, no responsibility, and the gwaldig of bitochen. It's also risking, Kistaman. But when doing it step by step and justifying what's ever said, that's a gwaldig of bitochen. That's the difference.
Maybe he bought some schuyos. I mean, without Rashi explained it differently, but otherwise it sounds like he might have bought some schuyos. He had a lot of schuyos, so he lost a little bit. He got protected.
Again, you're asking good, but to stay good. When do you lose schuyos? When there's a nes done to you? When there's a difference between a nes and nature. But the real Baal Bitochen, there's no difference between nes and nature. You see, I'm a natural person, and I know this grass is going to get on my nose only if I take my hand and put them on. Okay? And I know it. We all know it. And I live by this knowledge. Now, all of a sudden, I want to test Hashem, and I say, Hashem, listen, if you want me to have the grass be on my nose, you put them on. And all of a sudden, so no way the grass gets on my nose without me making a motion. A miracle happens. Testing Hashem and seeing a miracle has to cost me something. You test Hashem. Yep. So much in your credit things, it comes up. Mimatim, a nes is mimat. But then for me, it's absolutely no difference. For me, the same nes, when I take my hand and put them on, or Hashem puts them on for me, I'm not surprised at all. Okay? As I bring out the story from the Altshach Kodesh in the book, yeah? The guy with the donkey. This is the first guy, said at the other side to him, and said, Hashem will provide me anything. Now, he didn't get excited at all, but the donkey came in and bought him the whole treasure. So, that's what Hashem was. He was indifferent, and he all of a sudden became a millionaire. All of a sudden, he lost it. If he's hungry of that, it's just indifference. When he saw his money for the donkey was spent out, and he was starving and starving, and the woman is complaining, you know, we're starving, what did you do? He says, aren't we lucky we sold the donkey? Because if starving, Hashem wants us to starve. We would have a donkey, we'd have to feed the donkey too. We would even starve. We would have to starve even more. That's the indifferency of you don't exist here. It's not you made a mistake, you shouldn't have sold it, you should have sold it. There's no excitement. You don't get intoxicated when you see $1 million and a windfall profit. And don't panic if you see $1 million getting lost, getting burnt at all. It's being said, one of the big people, I don't remember his name, It was a very rich man. It was a big Ben Torah. It was a rich man. It was a very misurig man, Shabbal Secho. And it was middle of eating. And all of a sudden they came into me, the house is burning, the barn is burning, the whole factory is burning down. There was no insurance as those. You know, like usually. In Aloha, such a thing, go down, boil out the moire, Shabbos, this whole Aloha, because the person gets crazy. And he says, Emi Sikh Mesuda, you're not allowed to talk middle of eating. And he continued to do like nothing happens. He didn't even rush. Because there's a lochus. He was a Rambam guy. How you eat, it's a peace of mind. It's all avoid how you eat, how you bathe.
Am I using the phone in the middle of the meal? That's it.
Eddie finished his food. Eddie bench. And Eddie bench says, okay, what happens? We go down. Now we have to think. It's a shtab. When I'm eating, and I'm doing, there's no chivish tablets. This is my shtablets now. This is the shtablets skroivo. Not to get even nervous, not even want to know. It's a Shabbos. Like, Tamil Chochm is a Shabbos the whole week. What is Shabbos? It's burning. What is Shabbos? Why are you hacking a Chinese? I have Shabbos now. What is burning? If it's Shabbos, what do you do? You're not even allowed to take out what you can take out Shabbos. Because if you're going to be, that's the whole aloha of Shabbos. You're not allowed to rescue only Muslim, only food which you need for the day, because other boy out of money, if you're going to rescue, you're going to get into a whole fire rescue operation, and you're going to desecrate Shabbos. Because a man is a man. But somebody is a Boteach, is no more man. A Boteach of Hashem is no man. Hashem wants me now to eat and to bench and to have a yeshiva das. That's what Hashem wants me to do. That's what I'm going to do. Nothing else. And Hashem made a fight. It's his business. Let it finish his fight. What do you want from me? When I finish, I have time. Now Hashem wants me to be involved with his fight. I'm gonna get involved with his fight just like I'm involved with my food. So this man, a Ness, a miracle. It's a man like that, a Ness could happen. Why? Because he was the first Ness. He made the first miracle. He totally neutralizes himself. He neutralizes himself totally from his involvement. It's not effective at all in Hashem's world. Everything does Hashem. So when the Gemara says Nachon, it's true that you're not supposed to rely on an ass. An ass takes away your credit if it's an ass. But a man like that, this is not an ass at all. His life, his existence, I think he's the biggest miracle man. As much as Hashem makes Nisim, if a human being could purify himself to that extent, to that level, I think that's the biggest miracle. There isn't a greater miracle than that, that a mensch could be mezachach or metayach, could purify himself. That's the real. So now, you know, you see there's no stir anymore, but you have no question anymore. Yes, you could bring all kind of chazan, not allowed to rely, not allowed to test Hashem, you're not allowed to rely on Nisim. Now, if a man like this, which I give you an example, that he could finish his food and not even want to know, and he can't just make a telephone, nothing. He's potter of his shtadlus, because he's always potter of his shtadlus. However, this man will be the same thing. He's going to sit in the car, is coming 80 miles per hour, and he has to jump away. And like Reb Chanina says, I don't care if Hashem wants to knock me over, I could run, he's knocked me over anyhow. It doesn't knock me over, the car is going to fly above me. He's potter of his shtadlus, even if the shtadlus kroiva. He didn't have to take even the bare minimum. Unless there is a certain amount, as you said, to take the food into your mouth, obviously he has to do it too. You're not malachim, after all, you're not totally relieved from our boundaries. Rabbi Tochel, La Freshkov base. Freshkov base. Chein atzumei b'tzorkoi elamoyim. In the middle of explaining, but we do see that there's two types of ishtadlus. Ishtadlus kroive and ishtadlus rechoiko. But we do see that in order to accomplish something, you know from one that everything comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but you have to put in something. So sometimes somebody is thirsty for water, or because if somebody will keep back food from him, because will hold back the food from a person until he's going to do ishtadlus to prepare the food, for instance betchina. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not feed us in his, it does not spoon feed us. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not give us things automatically. He wants us something to do. As yesterday we explained, some of us have to go out and work and buy it on the market. Some of us, like the month, there was three tapas tablets. Tzadikim brings it on the doorstep. Beninim has to go out from the yard. The Shem has to go out all the way out. In the food. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu, of some of us, he gives us the bread right away to the mouth. We have to need some ishtadlus. We have to chew them. And we have to chew them up with the teeth and the stomach has to go in order to be able to energize them. We have to do something. Some of us have to do even more. He gives us the wheat, but we have to grind them, make flour. For flour, we have to knead and we have to bake. That's called Gilgul, Yemegalgal. We have to go after to accomplish it. Why? Koshkin Yimona Machal Mamena, because Bok is holding back the food from a person, Achis Galgal is Sakla, until the man is going after it to make the food, Betchino, to grind it, Felisha, to Nia Bafir, to bake him, Adoymerze. Yoyser Gilgul, there other people have to do even more Ishtadus, Mezeh, because even harder. For instance, in Tzorech Liknoisa, he has to go out to buy it, in a Saknoi. And just to dress it, Yosem is ever oid. Even people have to even more it. Im lo yistam lo adom, for instance, he doesn't have the money to go out to buy. Sheik no yisobem. It's talk of Gilgal, the Sibbeth Godly, will have to go out first to work with Masha Duchanaka, as we remembered before. She's talk of Bedovim. He will have to let himself be hired for money, to work for money. Or she imkar Masha Tzorich lo mechafetzim. Or he's going to have to take an object and he's going to have to sell it, the Kinyon Kiyotzvem. In order you should be able to have money to buy. needs. You see that the relationship to obtaining food, which is a necessity of life, every person has a different chiva ishtamas. Some people, Kodesh Baruch Hu, will feed a mamash in his mouth. So the Marishan was fed mamash and got it into his mouth. He said mamash was not needed any ishtamas. Other people, Kodesh Baruch Hu, will bring the bread, but we'll have to prepare them. Other people wouldn't give him bread, we'll give him wheat. Other people will have to go take money to go out to buy the wheat and then to prepare them. Some people have no money, will have to go sell objects and will have to hire themselves to work. So this the Gilgul, this running after that, you see, every person has a different, and not one of us alike. So the question is, why does Hashem do this, that we have to go out and to obtain what Hashem gives us anyhow? Because anyway, feeding us, and Mandi of Chayim Mizayim, because Baruch gives me life, so he's responsible to give me the food for the life too. But why to obtain the food? Everyone has a different ishtalsha, has a different gilgulim, has to go through more gilgulim, more gilgulim. Vayila, the reason. Asha bavura chiyav avoyeres o'odam. Why is, what's the reason because Baruch Hu required the man l'chazer l'sabir van siboy sateres to go after and work and worry for the panosa. Ushor ma'ashit zorech elat anything else she does. So it's in everything and anything. Anything to obtain. Any necessity of person's life needs involvement. In every involvement, every person has a different involvement. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu do it? It's l'shnei parim, for two reasons. Echad mehem, one of the reasons is, mipne shechiva ha-chochmo, Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is chochmo, was mechaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu had instilled chochmo in the world. It's the chinas ha-nefesh, the chinas ocean to test the man. The boichen, you have to go, the nefesh has to go through an exam. Kodesh Baruch Hu put the man in such a way on the planet that he's on an ongoing exam, he's always being examined. But Avodas Elokim, does he serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu on this planet? Or does he rebel against Elokim? You know, when you go to school, there's education, there's time when you work, there's time when you learn, there's time when there's an exam. There's time when you are under exam. But in this world, we are always under exam. We always work, but you're always under a test. And there isn't a situation in a person's life which is not one of the two. Either you are conducting your life through Avodas Elokim, you serve Hashem, either Ba'am Rois or Chas V'Shalom, you rebel against Hashem. One of the two. It's one of the sages of the chosid of the Chavis Salvovet. That's a chosid. B'chol d'rechecho de'yehu. B'chol d'rechecho. Any given situation, you have to make sure that you know Hashem, because there's no reshus. Either you're functioning under the responsibility of avodas Hashem, or chas v'shalom amroisai, or you're rebelling against Hashem. Now, obviously, there's different amroisai. There's rebelling, doing an aveda. There's aveda, but the fact that you could be always an Oved Hashem and you don't do it, that's Gufa Zam Roisa. Now, this is the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu is made, that he doesn't give things which he anyway gives. Why doesn't he give it easy? Why does he go with so much Ishtarnas and all different various things? Because the Ishtarnas is actually the Bechina. That's the test. In the Ishtarnas you could find Hashem and be Oved Hashem while you're doing the Ishtarnas, and in the Ishtarnas Chas Hashem you could be Am Roisa, you could be Hashem. Bochanoisa, Kodesh Baruch Hu, through this ishtanus, Kodesh Baruch Hu requires the man to go out. Kodesh Baruch Hu is testing the man. Ma shemore zemimeno. The way the man shows himself with this thing in the ishtanus. But who? What is the test? Hatzoyrech v'chachsorayin al mashu chutzloy. The need that the man needs, and the deficiency which the man feels to things which is outside of him. For instance, mimachol, mimishte, food, eating, drinking, malbush, dressing, moin, apartment, mishgal, a wife. Those are necessities of people, of man, which is outside of him, which has no control over them. Now, we need oxygen to live. And the oxygen is always available. A healthy man, we don't feel challenged that you have to remember every moment you have a challenge by breathing, because the breathing is a part of inside of us. So there, Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no chiva ishtadlus. Also, the real tzaddik, as you're going to learn, Shara Havas Hashem, the Chavis of the Spirit, that even breathing is by him, by tzaddik, is also over the Hashem. But we don't have a yitzhahar, please stop breathing or do breathe, it's Kodesh Shumatala, Kodesh Shumatala, that's an inside thing. But the outside of the things, which is a necessity which has to come from the outside. We have to bring him food into our body. We have to get dressed. We need an apartment. We need a relationship. This is a part which is a necessity, but you have to go to the outside. You have to relate to other people. You have to get it. This is all the challenge of a test. In order to obtain the necessity, could be obtained two ways. Either through Avodas Hashem, either Am Yisrael. There's no neutrality. There's no reshus. In other words, it's a beautiful thing which you have to... what is the necessity of a test? That we are always an exam, because Kosh Baruch Hu created so that the body has needs, and the needs have to be brought in from the outside. You have to go out and obtain it. You have to obtain it, food and so on and so on. Anything, you have to obtain it. And the way you obtain it, you have to be involved, and that involvement is your exam. You obtain it through Avodas Hashem, you obtain it through Torah. The Gemara says, Chazal say on two things, kosher is difficult. Two things is difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf. It's Mezonosav, which is the food, the needs, the sustenance of a man, the Zivugoy, in the Shidduch. Now, both are necessities. A man needs a wife, a woman needs a husband, a man needs food, a man needs Muslim. You have to go out to get it. You have to be involved. You have to make an effort. You see, in breeding, all people are alike. People breed, unless Hashem doesn't want them.
It's called that effort going out. It's called
Kriyas Yamsuf. No,
Kriyas
Yamsuf. So why exactly Kriyas Yamsuf? Kosher is difficult. The ones are difficult. Why exactly Kriyas Yamsuf? There was many other nisim. What has been difficult? Now, what was Kriyas Yamsuf? I mean, I'm bringing in the book this example in the Hakdamah. What is Kriyas Yamsuf, the symbol of the kosher? Kosher is difficult. The Mizonos and Zivugoy is difficult. Kriyas Yamsuf. There was many other nisim. And what's the shaykh for Kodesh Baruch Hu? Kodesh Baruch Hu made a miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. Kodesh Baruch Hu was kosher. So it's difficult for Kodesh Baruch Hu to make Kriyas Yamsuf. What's the kosher? Kriyas is difficult like Kriyas Yamsuf. The pshat is that Kriyas Yamsuf was a oneness which was a picture which had resembled two things, two outcomes. The way you looked at it. What was to benefit from Kriyas Yamsuf was two ways. The Am Yisrael one way, the Mitzri the other way. Am Yisrael saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mitzri got drowned, got lost. It's constructive or destructive. There's no in between. There was no such a thing to be present of the Kriyas Yamsuf and to stay unaffected. Either you have been affected, Asa Shiv Chalayam, Zeke Livavei, Gila Lukus, or Susvara Chalom Avayam, or you got destroyed. Now, the Gemara says, Kol Shalom Zeroy Shalom Adam, the substance, you have to go out and make a shtablos to get food, which is necessity. In other words, as the Zohar Kodesh says, that in every generation, we are standing by Kriyas Yamsuf. Therefore, we say Shira every day. Every morning, we say Shira, because it's an ongoing of deal. We always have Kriyas Yamsuf. Am Yisrael was required to face the Yamsuf, and they had to make a move, either or. Some people said, now solution, now Mitzrayim, let's go back to Mitzrayim. Amroisa, that's Amroisa. Or it says, let's jump, let's face Hashem. Let's avoid Hashem. Now, the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu created us so that our dependability, we are depending on food, on clothing, on women, on dressing, on a household. I need a roof over that. It's a necessity. And how to obtain it? How to obtain it is a Kriyas Yamsuf. Either you serve Hashem, you prove, you see Hashem in the Ishtablos, or Chas V'Shalom Amroisa. And therefore, this is the two things which the man are most involved and the least control. One, two things which people have no control over that. About the Parnosa, people think they have control. They're going to say, there's no control. There's one when you have control over that is the Shoshana, the way you daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the only time when you make business. How much parnosa to get? How much you rise on? That's aramuna. Then you bargain for you. The next is you shalom bais. There's no control over that. No, you try to be the best and the finest and the goodest. But once in a while, your wife tells you something and not what you like to hear, and she has no control over it. It's to test you. How do you react then? You find a kodesh bo or something else. That's kosher as vigor shalodam. That's the fact. B'tziva oisav l'chazer aleim. And Kodesh Baruch Hu had commanded the man to go after this food. Now, what's that? B'tziva oisav l'chazer aleim. to make the ishtadlus, to make the ishtadlus to go after your food, actually you build back big Baal Boteach and say, Hashem, listen, you created me. Now, you could see many people, they give up on life, they go on a hunger strike, and they get an apathy, they go into a condition, they don't care, they totally neglect themselves. They live just like you live, they have children just like you live. They take care. If he's total meshuggah, doesn't want to do anything, take him into the hospital, he goes total hunger strike, the food him by tubes. Because you could see the person who totally throws away the ishtaros, doesn't want anything, he still survives, still has parnosa. The mice, they exist, everyone exists. Because the end gzeira, which Hashem, the end plan of Hashem is fulfilled. However, he's being punished. He doesn't know what he has to do, right? Because the tzivo oisam, because Bochu required a man, the chazer aleim, to go after this velaviyam, and to bring the tzivo oisam uchonos to the ishtadlos, which is also prepared what to do, lem, alponim yuchonim, all different ways, each of those all different times. The ishtadlos, what a man has to do, is also a thing which is planned by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you are required to do it. So ishtadlos is a mitzvah for himself. He doesn't work in order to make money. You need money in order to work. The ishtadlos is an end in himself, which Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to have things accomplished. Why? For two reasons. One, to test you, but we are enough. Because the ishtadlos is actually an exam. Are you working for money? Or do you know that you lack money in order to work? And working is an acquired mitzvah. And then if you work for money, then you are rebelling against Hashem. Because Hashem doesn't give you, you give yourself. You work for money. If you wouldn't work, you wouldn't have money. Or you work because Hashem told you to work. Arai, Hashem told you to work because He didn't give you money any otherwise. So you're doing a mitzvah, Hashem. Then survive this Hashem. That's the exam. That's one reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't give us only between. And you're only going to get in the end what the Kodesh Baruch Hu was going to anyway. Then, Yigomar v'yishlam v'shlom v'sizdam v'sasum, then, only then what the Kodesh Baruch Hu was going to, that's going to conclude and finalize where the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring you with damn v'sasum, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring you this availability of jobs and so on. V'ashe lo yigozar lo yigomar v'am, which the Kodesh Baruch Hu was not going to, that you should eventually get, lo yigomar, he's never going to get it. The money remains as it was, and Hashem will take away from you all the abilities, capabilities of doing it. When it's boreru mimeno, and now will be totally purified and proven va'avoido va'aveira. Either you serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, either aveira chas Hashem will live a sinful life. So it comes out why a man is necessary for a man to go out to be mishtabel. Because from this work, what you're doing, the way you conduct the life, will be proven either you're Baal Avoida or Chas Hashem Baal Avoida. Either a Baal Avoida is serving Hashem continuously or Chas Hashem Baal Avoida. It comes out every time when we go out and we're mishtavlos to do anything and everything, say, mishtavlos, that's my marking point. Am I Baal Avoida? Am I Oved Hashem or Chas Hashem Baal Avoida? Bekavona ibebchire. This is the intention and this is the choice. One of the two, there's no third way. See what the Chavis is stressing? One of the two, either Baal Avoid or Baal Ochira.
At each moment?
At each moment, at each ishtablus, in each ishtablus, in each action. See, the Kodesh Baruch Hu made us so that we always have to be involved in something. Right? Life is involvement. You have to be involved. Always, in everything. In Shalom Bayis, you have to be involved. It's the moment you give up, you're losing. To keep a household and to keep Parnosa and Zivuk is two things which keeps a person tense 24 hours a day. So, I mean, not, you know, I say it's not always, that you want to say, well, is it really 24 hours a day? The answer is yes. I always explain, like, you go to Israel on a plane. So every moment on the plane, you're involved in getting forward to Israel, right? But you could fall asleep, you know, you fall asleep, but by the sleep, you're also on the travel. So those moments you feel that you're not involved, but you're still involved. Anytime things could explode, you know, you could wake up, something may happen, the plane may crash. Even while you sleep, but you're still on the plane. Yes, our substance and our existence is always depending on behavioral and conditions and commitments which we made ourselves under what lifestyle to live, at the Parnosa field or at our civic field. And this one of the two, either Baal Avoida, Baal Aveira, Bekavone, Bebechira, La'achos, one of the two, always you have to have an intention, either Baal Avoida, Baal Aveira, you always have to remember the choice, there's no third way, there's no reshus. And therefore the result will be from one of the two, either akmul, the reward, or einish, or the punishment. If you were a bal avoda, comes the gmul, comes the reward, chas v'shalom v'zavos, comes the einish. V'afilo loy gobar bohem ha'aiser, even your ishtablus had not produced anything. You are involved in ishtablus. Now, if we would have said ishtablus is a necessity in order to accomplish things, and ishtablus is a need, so it could be who created the world, and if not, you're not getting it. So then everything depends. Had the Shtavos proven himself or not? Had it both results or not? But now when we say the Shtavos is here only for one to test the person, so the Shtavos is a goal in himself. The Shtavos is not here in order to bring you money. So you accomplish a mission with your Shtavos, even a feel like gober by my mind. If Shtavos didn't vote you any results. Now comes as a person goes out in business, goes out to work, or a person puts in a big Shtavos to have a peaceful home, shalom bayis and anything and everything. So you see, the shtalus is a necessity in himself. Now suppose the work didn't brought any money. All the Vam Shalom Bayis didn't brought any peace. The woman didn't want to hear from mentor, she still gave it over the head. You still did yourself. You never bankrupt. And you go to exams, you go mathematically, you work on math, and you be given an exam if you're good mathematicians or not, right? So they give you order what you have to do, what you haven't, but they give you, how do you call it, works, what to do. Sometimes they give a whole work which to begin with is not needed and it's a false answer. They want a proof. Had you came to the conclusion that this is false or not? It was no need. It's not a mathematical thing which was needed to know. It wasn't a real thing. Sometimes the Hokus Bok is involving us in things which has no results. But the Etzem Ishtarus had developed, had delivered its purpose. It was an Nisoyen. It's one reason why we need Ishtarus. Shani, in the second season, why we need Ishtablus? Ki ilu loy hitzrach odom litroyach alachazer esavu lavo estarpoi. That's the second reason. If man wouldn't have not needed to go after, for instance, take the behemoths, take the animals. The animals, they're no chiv Ishtablus. They're all conditions, all animals are one way. All animals, like all the ants, eat one way. All the lions get the food one way. All the donkeys, all the dogs. For them, it's just like we are all breeding the same way. And we don't need the ishtarlus, and all people are alike. I'm thinking average people, healthy people. But the animals, the same thing. They all put in the equal same ishtarlus to get the clothing. They don't need ishtarlus for clothing. They don't need ishtarlus to have a household. They don't need ishtarlus for mating, for the marriage. They have no problem. Man, every man is a different type of effort, how to met and how to get your roof and how to get all those things. So one of the reasons is, as you said, Sibirishan, everything is a test. An animal is not being tested. There's no free choice. We have free choice. Either Balavoida or Chasasholam Balaveda. The second reason is, Ki ilu la yitzrach odom yitzrach lachazar asabal avoya starpa, if a man would not be needed to go out and to work after his panosa, or you buy it, v'noidef achay averis. It would have kicked, it would have got intoxicated, and would have chased after Vedas. He would have come drunk. If a man would have a free ride and get anything he wants, he would have come a playboy. But a mashgiach al mashu chayev boy would have never worried on what he's responsible to do. I'll tell you something, one of the goodness. He would never recognize on the goodness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu has on him. He would take everything for granted. Like the pasuk says, v'yikinar v'nevel, the musical instrument would be toif and drums for cholil. And trumpets for yain and wine mishtam. There would be all those discos. They would go and gone like, if they have no worry, like you have the kids of today, they have no worry, everything they have their way, they have no bears, no shame, no responsibility, money they have, but they're hanging out, drinking, music, all the time. It's poel Hashem, what Hashem is doing, loya bitu them and not look at the master of loyroi. And see what Hashem is doing, you're too busy, you could never focus, they get carried away. Animals don't rebel, they have everything and they behave as it is, but you still see a free choice, and the free choice goes, either you see Hashem, either Chas V'Shalom the opposite, you deny Hashem, okay? So when things go easy, you could never make it, you wouldn't make it. You became fat, and you became fat, If Shemanto of Isok Siso, you're feeding yourself, you're getting yourself, you're entertaining yourself. What is the result of this? V'yitosh Elohai Osoi. He lets go Hashem, which makes him, gives him, provides him. Rabbi Zechariah Baruch Chazal tell us, Yofo Talmud Torah in Derech Eretz. Talmud Torah is good only when is Talmud Torah effective in Derech Eretz, and it goes with Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz means struggling. Derech Eretz means you have to be a part of the world and work. You don't get things like an animal, which is being provided with everything. Shigir Shnayim, only the tiredness, Shigir Mitzvah Shigir, the work of both, the simultaneously to work for a living and work for Torah, Mishkachas Oven makes forget a sin. The sin could only be made forgotten from it. You have to know one thing. The sin is a magnetic, instinctual need of a person. We are gravitating after sins. Kebechet Yemasni Imi. We were born in such a way in chet, in sin. Whole person's creation comes from lust. And then he's been created, Yetzirah Odom Ram and Urav, he's already wicked from his youth. Yetzirah gets into the person right from his small, from a little baby, from infancy. And we've been grown on that. This is our cultivation. We have been cultivated on sin. Now, in order to make that sin forget of, and the sin should get off of us, and we should be able to control it, we have to work against it. And the only way to work against it, to make that sin to get out of us, we need Shnei Yegiyas, two struggling. One is Torah, Yegiyas are Torah, and one is Yegiyas Derech Eretz. This is Torah Negev Shiso Oil Min Urav. What is the oil? You know, when you have an animal, you have a cow, an ox, which you have to plow your fields with, and you want to make sure that he goes in line and is fulfilling instruction, what you want from him, you put a yoke over his head. What is a yoke? Like, he can't move, he could only go one way, where the owners want him to go. Tov legever is good for a person, she is a oil min urav, he carries the yoke on his neck from his youth, he's been controlled from his youth. Now what is his yoke? What is the old says Chazal? It's the old Torah, the old Isha. Old Torah, the Yigiyah in Torah, while Isha, the Yigiyah, the Recheret. What is the woman? A woman is giving everything. That's the yoke of Panos, because if it's not the wife, you wouldn't have such a problem with Panos. You could get by but cheaper. The wife needs you for this, and this, and I need a goat, and I need that, and I need this, and I need this. It's an ongoing, continuous battle. It's never enough. This old, this yoke which you have, is the old Torah, with all the Isha, is the old Torah and all the Recheret. Shigiyah Shnem, the tiredness, which you have to pursue this boat. Only this is mishkachas oven, makes possible that you could forget about the oven. Because if not, automatically, when you don't have this problem, you really forget, you go back to that. The call of Torah she'edim o'melocha, says the Mishnah, every Torah which has no melocha, which is melocha, which is struggle, toe of the recheret, seifa betela, eventually the Torah also will be bottled to get out of oven, and automatically is pulling oven. The call she'edim mishe'elo chelek ba'achad mem. If somebody has no chelek in either one, has no Torah and no Derech Eretz, but if some live in achad mehem, and they're not focusing on one of them, it's a vada that he cannot be clean of them. Now some people of us who don't take Torah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to protect us from chet, he gives us excessive old Derech Eretz. So when you take it, bring the yoke, then you, the proportion, how much Torah and Derech Eretz, that's actually the mechira which they have, but something in my chet. Yeah.
The
full
Torah should be more malacha, so to say, well, doesn't
seem to say that somebody who sits and learns the whole time doesn't go to business, doesn't just this whole class, classic course, I think. Yeah. So what's the problem? So I bring that in the book. All of us, see, we need all. Tov Torah im Derech Eretz. Now Derech Eretz goes, the word Derech Eretz is defined in all the areas, in substance, in work, and also all the Isha. As I mentioned earlier, I mentioned that we have all the tzedek chesed and mashu chutzla. There's necessity which we have: mimachol, mishta, malbush, mon, and mishgal. Five. Tov legesh is oil bin urav. The oil is all tzedek valisha. Now the oil, the recheres means everything. The recheres means in the house, and with the children, with your wife, and then also working. Now how much of this all the recheres, which is the shgiyah shnei mishkachasam? How much of? Some of us read all in every area. Now the Talmud Chacham the Soscha, who is sitting and learning in us, he also has all Torah, all Derech Eretz, Melocha. Kol Torah she'eino Melocha Sofa Betela. What is the Melocha? He has the Melocha more in other areas. Therefore, we do sometimes we do see tzaddik and very righteous people is have a very, very difficult marriage life, or have a very difficult children problem, or health problems. Very, very difficult. That's ter melachot. We all need this. Hashem makes sure everyone accord. Now, how much we need? Only Hashem knows. Only Hashem knows how much our Yetzer Hara is working on us, to what extent it has to be controlled. Only the owner knows, he knows the tzaddik nefesh behemtoi. The tzaddik knows the nefesh of his behemoth. So when you have an ox which you work, you know your ox is the one is very wild, then you're putting a heavy yoke on him. And you have a very ox which is pretty calm, and you know, you don't put such heavy one because this also takes away energy from him. Because Bochum knows exactly how much to tie those bolts, how much to keep you in the frame. So some of us, we have such a yetzer hara, but we need a lot of involvement. You have to be really on the continuous yoke, no peace of mind, because only this is Mishkacha Sofen. In matter of fact, if Tzodik says, if Tzodik Akoyen says, if I want to know my potential, my greatness, and to what extent I'm here in this world to accomplish my mission, you could know from all in the series how much you have to be involved. People have been chased continuously, people have been bothered, people have bad meters we have to work on. But Hashem doesn't let them go. It only shows that how much big Yetzer Hara you have. And according how much big Yetzer Hara have, according that you could measure how great a potential person you are. Because according to Godel Mechavero, Yetzer Godel Mechavero. You have to know the Rebbe, the Tzaddik, has a much greater Yetzer Hara than you have. Much greater Yetzer Hara than you have. Because as Chazal said, according to Godel Mechavero, because a man has to be almost balanced. A person has to be balanced. Has to be. Kodesh Baruch Hu balances every he's always keeping things in the middle Yaakov and Esav had an equal balance. Yaakov could have become just as a Rosh as Esav. Esav could have become just as a Tzaddik as Yaakov. I don't mind. They were born two different characters. Yaakov is Shtam Yeshua Holim, and Esav was just sort of side. He was a gangster too. Was born a little animal. The answer is Kodesh Baruch Hu is balancing out. Yes, Esav was like born with very vicious things and Ritzich and all the things. But yeah, Yitzchak has Esau, Yitzchak loved Esau, Esau was very well welcome to the house, and all the comfort to fight his natural instinct. Yaakov was born a very instinctive, nice guy, Yaakov Tei Shulam, so he was chased by Esau, was thrown out of the house, he had to run away, he had to raise Balovan, he had to fight the battle Balovan. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is balancing all of this, so when a person sees that his excessive bad midos and he's being challenged continuously because Baruch Hu doesn't give panos to ease and everything is hard and hard and hard and hard. Says, why does Akadosh Baruch Hu impose on me so much gear shneim, malocha in Torah, why do you need so much? Obviously, I have a very strong, if not, I would have failed because I have such a strong gate. If I have such a strong gate, I must be an Adam Godel, I must be a great person. I must be a great man, if not, I wouldn't have such a stake. So when things go very easy, everything is nice. Being born a nice little natural, nice Balmidas, a nice family, a nice chinuch, and that also goes well, everything is smooth. See, you don't need this big yoke. You're a little guy, you're a little Yetzer Hara, you're a little guy. When things are not easy, you have a difficult wife, a difficult partner, a difficult parents, a difficult situation, every time you're bombed with children, you get it from one problem to another, from one challenge to another challenge, it shows that you're a little animal, you have to be held, but that shows that the void is Hashem, that's the greatness. It's the coach can be shaila khila ka akhad man ta isam is none of them not to in another khad but sandi wa akhad wa yam khamel sabay ra isar se khamel sabay ra kush bakh was extra worried for him and was extra watching him all the on the man she trido he keeps the man busy bin yone alom in yone of his world va khriso in all in the end of the list as a kol me khab ze we call him alom va khriso the man is busy from his early youth until he dies in this struggle. Lis afe kol yemei chayavet. It also have to be b'toire and derechens. V'lo yivakesh. And a man will not look mash ein etzorech loy, which he does not need. V'lo yuchal asigo v'sichloy. A man should never go after things which is not needed for him, or something which is not obtainable. Hen in toire and hen derechens. A person should never look in derechens in business which is not needed. And also in toire, you should answer v'lo yuchal asigo v'sichloy. K'mo nyon ascholo v'atichloy. A person should never look and focus on things which is not talking to them, which is not involving them. You just look immediately. There's no point of looking what from where you're coming, the end, because this is not, you have to worry for the present. Because Baruch Hu gave the world in the heart. as a ma'aseh she'osah lihim meroish v'atzof. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the heart of the world without being able to find what Kodesh Baruch Hu had done from beginning to the end. We have to be busy, constructive business. We have to make ishtadlus, constructive ishtadlus. We have to learn Torah, constructive Torah, which teaches me the present now. But to be busy with philosophy, what was 3,000 years, 5,000 years of history, or to be busy with philosophy, the future is the man on the moon, is not the man on the moon. That you're not busy, that's not the chivah ishtadlus. Chivah ishtadlus is that you are involved for your necessity of today, because this controls, this called shkir shlam, shkach osover. And if he overpowers in his life, in his struggle, the avodas elokim, the servant Kodesh Baruch Hu, ubocher b'yirosoi, and he's chosen in fearing Hashem, uboy teach boy, and while he's involved in his ishtalos, he's still relying on Hashem, b'nyonet toirosoi, in yonet toire, v'oilomoi, gashmes eruchnias, v'sor minat voim amagunim, it goes away from all the ugly, filthy things. The Koisef Lumidas Toivah, he says, always striving, he has always goals to obtain good midos. Lo Yivat Bamenucho. He's not going to complain for lack of Menucho. That's what he said, Pshat. Lo Yivat, the man will never kick, will never complain to Hashem because of lack of menucha. Oh, yeah, so much work. So much. Leivat, he will always be mekabel the avodah peacefully. He will kabel it. He never complain against Hashem. Why don't you give me menucha? Leivita el shalvo, he will never try peace. Give me la. Leivita el shalvo. He will not always try to get education. Let's go here. Let's go there. It's not concerned. Leishiye yetsa. The yetsa can never carry him away. Because this is not his goal to life. His goal to life is not vacation, peace, calmness. It's not. Yeah, because he knows every involvement, every Nisoyan is making him grow. Yes?
Don't we pray for Shalom? Like you just mentioned, I thought about Shalom Bayis, for example, not within our control. I mean, we have to try, establish, but we're asking for Shalom. They're asking for.
You're asking, yeah, but you don't ask for Shalom without the work. You're asking, you should be able to obtain, you should be able to see it. Well, Yipos Bekishva Oilam is not going to be fooled with the glamour of the world. Kishav. See, the glamour of the world, the beauty of the world, the shine of the world is like Kishav. What is really Kishav? Kishav means switch. Which work, right? Which is really not changing things, it makes looks like that. You know, it's a Machze Enayim, how they call it Machze Enayim. Illusions. The whole beauty of the world is Kishav, it's like illusions. You're never going to be fooled with the illusions of the world. You're not going to live an illusionary life. If talik more of a Torah, then all the work will get away from the person. A Torah HaGilgal. Then the person will be relieved from the struggle of running after the Inglesibu, of the Stalfa, and of the Stalfa to work after. With the Stalfa, because both of them went away. Now, sometimes, after when a person is really made up the mind, he's happy with his Stalfa, he's happy running after it. Nothing is tempting him. He knows everything is already Hashem. Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu may take away the requirement of Ishtalos for both reasons. One reason was in order to keep you calm, to be over Hashem. You're over Hashem anyhow. The other thing is to test you. You proved yourself already. You will keep you calm. You like the word because you find a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every time it is a struggle and you're doing it, Baruch Hashem things are difficult. So Hashem says, listen, the guy standing in the stairs, then he says, the more I give him problems, the more Baruch Hashem, more happy he is, the might as well take away the problems. So then he says, it's talik more of Torah HaGilgul. Then Kodesh Baruch Hu could take away from him the struggle of Gilgul, of running, with Sibah, with stuff, with the Stalker Step 1, because both things have been released. Abchina v'abita b'teva. He has been tested already. Does he boy it in Hashem? Does he kick Hashem if he tests it? Because in the good? We wait till point, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu could bring his panosa b'lita r'obaliya gia. Then Kodesh Baruch Hu could bring him already the panosa without struggling. Kefis sipukam zana, as he needs. Moshe Kosar aposet liyari v'Hashem nefes tzadik. Kodesh Baruch Hu will never make hungry the nefesh of a tzadik. If he's a tzadik, who's doing his thing, he accomplishes, he will have everything what he wants. Good Shabbos.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני L Strudel KOLHL.com